Hello?
Hello there. Is it possible if I can play Seek with Davina Buchanan, please?
Speaking.
Hi, Davina. My name's Billy. I'm giving you a call today from MMA League. The call's in regards to the Scottish redress claim that you've applied for, due to your times in the care system.
Yeah, I've just spoken with someone.
I do apologise. Let me just have a look here. Was it a man or was it a woman that you spoke with, sorry?
Man.
Right, I do apologise. I will get it booked in and get it updated on the system. Have they arranged a call back with you?
Yes, it's actually regarding my mum and not myself. I'm not quite sure if she falls within the parameters.
What makes you believe that?
So, well, there appears to be a kind of a start year and an end year.
Yeah. So there's not a start year. So basically, if mum was in the care system any time before 2004, then she will be entitled to claim.
Right, okay. And I maybe have a question. So I'm not with my mum at present. That's what the complication is.
That's not a problem.
They need to speak
what
with
can
her.
What I can do for you, I'm more than happy for you to speak on her behalf as well. The only thing that we require is basic information to have an understanding of what she's had to deal
all
with.
Oh, right. I don't know if
it might have been another company that you may have just spoken to be
possibly,
honest with you.
It possibly was. I also have power of attorney.
That's perfect, because we would also take a beneficiary anyway. So basically, if anything was to happen to mum with the claim going through, we would need a beneficiary where the payment would go directly to them, so we know that we'd still give her the justice, because we wouldn't be willing to keep the payment if anything did happen whilst we're going through the procedure. So what I can do, if it's easier for you, Davina, just so there's no confusion, what company's what, I can bob you a message over on WhatsApp now, and I can pop on there all the questions that we will require. Now, if it's easier for you to go round to mum's house and get certain pieces of information and type that back to me on WhatsApp where I can fill it in for you.
I think I have most of the information.
Perfect. So if you're in a position to speak, I can do it now. That's not a problem.
I know which establishments that she was in.
That's all we need, really. So we just need to know where we're approaching, because we don't expect to pull out any evidence or locate her files. We'll go to all the local authorities, we'll go to all social services, we'll go to all places, and we will get every bit of paperwork regarding that. So what we can do then is prove that she was within these places, and then the abuse that she has dealt with would all be based upon her verbal confirmation, so that way we'd make her an offer from that. Now, each claim is individually value different, so it'd be wrong for me to make any offers. There's no cap on it. So the average claim people are coming out with about hundreds of thousands of pounds. But what we can tell you, so you will look forward to that, is that it will average at least 48,000, because you have something to look forward to. Now, it's up to yourself. I can do the claim with you on the phone at this moment in time. That's not an issue. Or if you're not in a position to speak, the call will take about 10, 15 minutes with me. I can call you back at a suitable time.
No, it's all right. We'll just proceed.
So the name of our company is, MMA, so that's Mike Alpha Legal. That's the name of the solicitors.
My name is Billy. Legal, so I'm writing this again.
After the call as well, I'll bob you a message over with all details, but whilst you're writing it down there, just make a note that MMA Legal is a solicitor.
Yep.
My name's Billy Kern. Now, I'm not a solicitor, I'm a claims handler, so I deal with everything on behalf of the solicitor and get it popped over to the solicitor directly.
Okay, I'm writing all this down.
No problem.
And what are the fees?
So we work on no win, no fee. So for any reason the case is unsuccessful, she will not be charged a single penny.
Yeah,
on a successful claim. At the very end of the claim, it will not be coming out of her own pocket. It will come out of the entitlement. The solicitors will take 16%, which is 1/6, plus VAT, which is a total of 20%, which is 2/0. So, for an example, if she was to get £100,000 back, she would take 80, and the solicitors would take 20%. Now, you can apply for this without a solicitor. You can also instruct a solicitor who participates in government legal fee schemes where anything up to £2,000 is paid by the government for legal advice. in the most professional way I can say it to you, claim an off-Scottish redress directly, they'll expect you to pull out all your paperwork, dispute that. Now, even if mum was, mum was to say they're happy to go ahead with ourselves, we will still always advise you to watch out for anybody contacting you and offering you any upfront payment. So for an example, we can tell you that you'll average at 48,000 just because we know that's what a minimum we are confident that we can get back regarding each case. But you may get a call of redress to say they'll pay you £3,000 as an injury payment there and then. They won't tell you it won't, they will tell you it won't affect your claim, but if you accept that, you're accepting an underpayment there. So they may trick you into that. So we will always password protect the accounts and things like that, so you are reassured on who you're dealing with, you're not accepting any underpayments. But the maximum fee at the very end of it from the solicitors would be 20% that would be taken from the overall amount they claim back.
Right. Okay. Yeah.
The claim process will take we can tell you if you can be paid out in 6 weeks' time. Not to say that we have had people that's been paid out in 6 weeks' time, and not to say that we haven't, but just so we're not giving any false information, we have to tell you that the time frame will take a maximum of 12 months. Again, it doesn't necessarily mean that it will take that amount of time. If mum's over the age of 68, or if she has been provided with any basically certain amount of time to live, if she's got any terminal illnesses or anything like that, then we can fast track the claim for her, which will basically mean that it's 6 to 8 months instead of anything up to 12 months. But again, that will only be if they're over the age of 68 or if they have got any terminal illnesses.
She's 80.
So again, we can put her through, we call it a fast track. Of course, that's just to make sure that she will get something and enjoy something, just to be on the safe side.
Yeah. Yeah. She's 80 and older and a bit more.
I mean, in regards to yourself, do you want to speak to mum about the fees before I take this further? Or are you happy for me to continue?
I haven't already discussed this with her.
Perfect. That's not an issue. So what I am going to do is I'm going to ask if you've not applied with any information, because I'm assuming that I am, your name's Davina, I'm assuming. Is that correct, darling?
Yes, that's right, yes.
Brilliant. Now, what I am going to do is I'm going to use your number on the system for mum. So that way, let me just get that down here for you. Could I take mum's first name there, please, darling?
Do you want her official? Well, here's the thing. She's got an official name and an unofficial name. Do you want the name that might be
what
on any record?
What name does she go by now?
So her full name and her birth certificate is Bernadette Jean, but she's actually known as Brenda. And she has a passport. How she managed this, I don't know. But she has a passport that says Brenda.
Let me get that down. Let me get
that. She doesn't use Bernadette at all. But on the
and it,
power of Brenda attorney, I'm sure it goes, let's sure it says Bernadette. But how she got the passport office to accept Brenda?
I'm very shocked at that as well myself. But I'm great that you have provided us with that, because when we locate her files, we'll always have the birth certificate name on there, but we'll always use the name that she goes off now, because that's one way they'll like to trick you. So on the registers and things, obviously, it's a government where we're claiming from. So they'll be aware of any updates. So they might say, we can't find her as Bernadette Jean, and that's when we'll turn around and say it's Brenda, and vice versa. We always like to have all the information, because what they will do as well is they'll turn around and say, we've got 10 Bernadette Jeans on the system, so what was the name of her parents then? They'll use any reason to try and dispute it and knock it back, because they don't want to pay out. But unfortunately, they've got no option now, because they've been found for doing this or for allowing it. It was the government from the scheme back then.
I have probably most of the information that you could require.
Well, another thing is, I'm not sure if you've been able to ever sit down with mum and understand if she's ever had a look at her own files or if she's ever seen her own files, but we will get them, and she will always have an option to have them back. So if it's something that she would like, we won't just send them out of the blue, because some people wouldn't like that information and some people would, so we wouldn't just put that on your toes just to be on the safe side. But there will always be an opportunity there for us to have a copy of her files if she would like that, darling, okay?
Right. And how easy or difficult is it to locate files that are so historical?
So in regards to the legal team, in the most professional way, they've got everything in place to know where to go and look for it. They'll approach all the local authorities and they'll locate all the councils. It's basically just as much information as we've got, so we just need to make sure that we've got everything, because even if we do locate them, they'll refuse to give them us back if their name's spelt wrong or if they've not got the correct proof of address on there or if there's a bit of a shadow on her ID. They'll knock everything back as much as they possibly can. So as long as we do our job properly, then we should really get response in the first 14 days. Now, once we get the response in the first 14 days with the application number, they know that we've located something, they know that we've gone full steam ahead with the claim, and then after we've got the application number, there's no holding back with the documents. If we request it, they've got to provide it. We can't turn around and say it's been provided, it's been burnt in a fire, which is a lot of things have been saying to people, or we can't find that, or it's gone into liquidation. Because it's not just the children's homes that have copies of these, it's the social workers' departments, it's the local authorities' departments, it's the councils. Various different departments have copies of the paperwork, so therefore it's not something that they will say they've not got. We have to provide that back because the legal team will go full steam ahead, and if they do find out that they have held back information, then we can take them to court and fine them. They're not going to want to pay you, pay us, and pay the court fees as well. That's same with the value of the claim. So if we think your mum should be entitled to, say, £100,000, and they're saying no, we only think that she's entitled to 30, we'll say, right then, well, we're going to take you to court. Now, this will be done without mum being aware of it. She won't have to go there. We'll say, we'll take you to court then. Now, if we know that we're going to win that case, we will say we're going to take you to court. There'd be no reason we would take you to court if we didn't think we was going to win. And that way they would pay out the amount that we value the claim to, because if not, they'll have to pay us the £100,000. They'll then have to cover the fee for being a lot longer than purpose. And most importantly, they will also have to pay the court fees as well, which they won't be willing to do. But they will just try and trick you to accepting an underpay out as much as you can, because a lot of people are a bit unsure. So if they think they're getting a bit of a generosity payment up front, they're going to obviously take it, which, of course, they're tricking you any way that they possibly can.
Right, OK. So let's start beginning my mum's name.
Could I, so you said earlier that mum was known as Brenda. What's the surname that she goes by? Is that still the cat?
She's been married, so her surname is Halliday now.
Halliday, no problem, that's fine. That's perfectly fine for now. And you said a previous name on the birth certificate was Bernadette Jean. Is that correct, darling?
Yeah, Bernadette Jean Keenan.
Is that Keenan spelled K-E-E-N-A-M?
That's correct, yes.
Perfect. Could I please ask for mum's date of birth there, please, darling?
Yes, certainly. It's 1945,
no problem. Could I please ask for mum's current home postcode where she is residing at the moment, please, darling?
Yeah, just 1 second, because I can never get this right.
Take your time, don't worry. If you know the street name, I'll find the postcode for you, because we will be using postcode finder to double check it anyway.
10 Oak Bank. 10 Oak Bank Avenue.
And is that in Keighley, in Whitehaven?
No, it's in Wishaw.
Yep, ML20AL.
That's it. It's always the last bit I can never remember.
Do not worry. And in regards to your
account, the corner from me.
Oh, bless. So that way you're like best friends. You can pop round and help her. And I'll make a note that you'll be dealing with one place on her behalf. So when the solicitor gives you an update in the next 2 weeks, it'll be you that will call, really, because I'll leave your name and number on the system for mum. And then that way I'm going to use you as a beneficiary as well. Are you happy with that, darling? So the payment is going to do if anything was to happen, and then you can do...
No, that's fine. If they need us to supply the power of attorney, we can obviously do so.
Let me get that on here as well. And power of attorney, no problem. That's fantastic. In regards to mum, can I ask you, do you know what area she grew up in before she was placed into care?
Glasgow.
No problem. And could I ask you, do you know what age she was when she was placed into the care system?
She was first placed into the care system age 2.
Yes. And do you know why she was placed into the care system?
Family were just family circumstances. They were just very poor.
Family, no problem. That's not an issue there. And was it just her taken into the care system, or did she have any siblings with her, if you are aware of that?
Yes, there were siblings. So there was my Aunt Mary. Brother Thomas.
And was them, are they still with us at the moment, darling? If you are aware of that. Sorry to hear that. Can I also ask you for the name of Mum's parents, if you know what the name of your parents, your grandparents is?
Yes. Just a second. I'm trying to remember because she was known as Lily. Now, Lily is a nickname of Margaret, is it not?
Don't worry if you don't remember it. Honestly, do not worry at all.
She was known as Lily, but her... Hold on. If you give me a wee second, I'll go on to my ancestry.
Take your time. Do not worry.
Yeah. I'll go on to the ancestry.com. I'm having a bit of... I'm having a senior moment here.
Just do not worry. Honestly, take your time. I'm here to help you through the process, and I've got all the time in the world, so don't worry whatsoever.
If you can just give me a little second. I could probably just call my mum.
Yeah, you take your time, honestly. I'm on hold here. So when you're back, just let me know you're back on the phone.
No, you don't need to ring me back. I'll call her on my work phone.
Yeah, don't worry. I'll just stay here on hold.
That's fine.
Don't worry.
I'm just having a senior moment here.
I'm exactly the same all the time.
I actually call it menopause brain.
My partner keeps saying to me, am I going through menopause? I said, I'm 27 years of age, leave me alone.
So like, my husband took his grumpy old sleep pill a decade too early. One, six, nine, eight, five, two, nine. Wait, I'm calling through to my mum just now.
Don't worry.
Hello?
Mum?
Yes?
I've got a lovely lady on my other phone. I'm going to you from my work phone regarding this redress scheme for the Scottish care homes. Okay, I'm just having a bit of a senior moment here. And I went to say your mum and dad's name and it just went out my head. I said she was known as Lily. Is that a short for Margaret? Yeah, I had to post them away for Trish for the kids to get the pass on. What is your mum's first name?
I think because
of her
illness. Lily's not her
original name. No, I know that. Maybe Elizabeth. Right, okay, and your dad is Thomas.
Thomas John.
Right, okay, that's fine. Right. So, Mary Elizabeth. Yeah, I remember that now. That's why Mary was called Mary.
Yeah,
Right, okay, no worries, Mum.
Okay, right. You've got anything else you need yet?
Yeah, I think I do.
I had to phone Joseph to talk with you, signing that paperwork.
All right, right. Okay, no worries. Right. Oh, she's waiting for me, Mum.
My work's mobile.
Right, I need to go, Mum. I've got this lady on the other line.
Okay, no problem.
All right. No worries. Love you.
Love you. Bye.
Love you. Bye.
Perfect. So I've got that information on there from there for her. Thank you so much for that.
Yeah, it's really bizarre because I've just recently had to have my mum's birth certificate. My sister lives in Australia and she's applying for her children's UK passports.
Oh.
And what a palaver. So I've had to post off to the passport office. My parents' birth certificate. which obviously has the details on.
It does know everything on it. But sometimes when you'll read that information and you'll know that you've got the answer to it, but sometimes when you're overthinking it, it just goes out of your mind. It's point blank, just refuses to come back into there. But at least they've got that. And even if you didn't know that, that's fine if not. You're provided with the siblings' names and things. So that will help us a lot. So thank you so much for that information.
Yeah,
I do appreciate
that.
She has another
sibling, but we're not sure whether she was in any of the Scottish care homes, because she was actually bizarrely taken to Ireland.
I'm sorry to hear that. Now again with the Ireland, what it is within the, because even down here you'll have a lot of people that was within the Scotland region that were sent to care homes down in England where we are based. Now, unfortunately, what it is, the redress scheme is so different. So even if you have been down here, you cannot actually claim for being in a care home down here as of yet and being abused. It's not actually being brought into place. Scotland's laws are so different to the English ones and the Irish ones as well, where it basically it is in process at the moment where they are trying to get it to that, and it will get to that, but you can only claim if you've been in a Church of England school in England at the moment, and that will be the same in Ireland most likely. But what I will do is I will note the system, because it won't be long till the laws and legislation change.
Yeah,
so as soon as that does change, I will be in contact with you regarding that. Is that okay with you?
Yes, absolutely.
And what I'll also do for you after this call as well is I will bob you a message over on WhatsApp, just so there you can communicate with me at any time. Any updates, want to track mum's claim, things that you forgot to mention to me or mum's made you aware of and you think it would be beneficial for a claim. You've got me there at all times, just bob me a message over. Now, I can't promise I'll get back to you within that second, but as soon as I've got 2 minutes there, I'll get back to you there and then. Is that okay with you?
Yes, that's fine.
Brilliant. Now, can I just ask you, when did mum start to realise that she wasn't safe or she didn't like the places that she was or she felt like she was mistreated? Do you know how old she was, roughly?
It's something I've known about throughout my lifetime. But when you're in that situation as a child, it's just normal.
They think it's normal back then because they know no different. And like mum was the age of 2 when she was taken from the care of her actual family, so she's not going to grow up knowing any different.
No. So she, her mother passed away when she was 7 years of age.
Sorry to hear them.
And I've actually heard from my mum as well, so this will probably be on record somewhere. Her father was fined for basically not looking after them properly. So she was in and out of institutionalised care most of her childhood, as was my aunt. Both my aunts and my... there's another sibling, John.
Brilliant, thank you for that.
My mum just recently, in the last couple of days when I've been discussing this with her, I'm absolutely horrified at this. She was actually made to work in one of the laundry rooms at age 14.
Can I just ask you the places where mum was positioned? Do you know the name of the care setting where she was at this time?
So she was in Aberdeen, and I believe it was Nazareth House.
Nazareth House. So I've had a lot of stories around Nazareth House already. So to be quite straight to the point with you, people who've already spoken up will be helping mum's case already. And same way with you speaking up now, they will all cross references, because we can reassure you, these guidelines will probably be the same kind of stories with the abuse that they've had to deal with and things like that. So that will strengthen her case right away. Let me get that down here. How old would you say she was when she was in Nazareth House, if you had to guess?
She was in care right up until she was of age to leave.
Was she always in Nazareth House, or did she go to various different places?
No, place called Smilem.
Smilem as well.
but that's the two that we know of. But I believe there was a lot of movement.
What I'm going to do then is...
the one thing that I think that she always remembers is that she was, she says things like, you know, being forced to pray. So basically being indoctrinated, per se, into religion. And she was forced to look at a dead nun.
Was this in Smiling, or was this in Nazareth House, if you're aware of?
Well, she can remember. I think it must have been Nazareth House. But those are the two places that she can recall.
Yeah.
You know, obviously being a child, she's not going to remember.
Yeah, don't worry.
Everywhere that she was, you know, pulled pillar to post.
Can I ask you, in Nazareth House, when she said that she was supposed to look at a dead nun, well, was that the other nuns that made her do that?
Yes.
And did she say that the other nuns was quite physical towards her in any way, shape or form, whether they'd either punish her or beat her or even restrain her?
I think when she was, like, a very, very young child, she says that she didn't feel that she... was particularly under any threat, but the perception of that would be quite different. It's difficult to explain. I think as she got older, that she now realizes that
it was abuse,
and I would say that. My mum had struggled to maintain relationship in her life. There's a lot that kind of came about. My sister's a trained psychologist and psychiatrist, and basically said my mum has ADHD.
Of course she would have had that from being young, but she's not aware of, and they've not been able to deal with that or help her.
No, so it was quite funny in a way, because when my sister was home and she was like saying, oh, mom has ADHD, and I was like, do you know, that drops so much into place as to how she reacts to things and how she copes with things. And, you know, there was no understanding of this, and it was definitely not within, you know, the care system at the time that she was in. So I can imagine that she didn't fare very well. And she does struggle to maintain, like, do you know, my mother didn't tell me she loved me until I was about 15.
I've got that down here.
She didn't hug, or she wasn't like a... You know, my sister and I, she wasn't...
struggle to show emotion and things.
Very, very much so. Unless it was kind of like a time of crisis or... all of her major relationships in her life were abusive.
Can I ask you, did Mum ever, you don't need to go into detail if so, but has Mum ever mentioned any sexual abuse in Nazareth House or in any of the care homes where she's been?
No.
No problem. And can I ask you, did she ever mention in Nazareth House or in, if I am correct, Smiling, did she ever mention things like, for an example, being forced to, say, stand there in the dark at the night time as a punishment or being sent to any cupboard door or anything like that?
Yes, definitely. Yeah, things like food.
And I was And did she say that she would be picked on by any of the older children, which her staff would allow that to happen?
I don't recall that. It's not something that she's mentioned.
Did they start family visits, are you aware?
I'm aware that her mother would arrive at the home and round the children up and take them all back in a taxi. So I don't know if this was maybe due to not being allowed to visit the children. It was very bizarre. So she would just, their mother would appear. Her mother died of cancer, so she was probably going through periods of being quite unwell throughout this time, and then eventually passed away. But I've heard stories of that she would turn up at the children's home and basically round the children up and whip them all into a taxi. So maybe it was possible that they weren't being given access to the children, and this was her way of, you know, she was maybe going through a time where she was feeling a little better. But she was known to talk to them.
Can I ask you as well, sorry, did Mum ever talk about, obviously whilst being in Smiling, you said, of course, that, say, for an example, she has to be, like, locked in other rooms and things as a punishment and things like that. Can I ask you, did she ever mention about them being physical towards her, right, for an example, if they would ever push or prod at her or call her names or even single her out and things like that?
She hasn't mentioned anything, but it would need to be a question I would ask her.
Yeah. Like I said, you've got all the time in the world to get back to me on certain things, so do not worry about that whatsoever.
Yeah.
Can I ask you, does Mum suffer with things like PTSD or things like that?
I'm going to see...
anxiety or anything?
Anxiety? No. But I think that the treatment that she received definitely has had an impact on her whole adult life.
And you said earlier before that she had to work in the laundry room. Was that in Smiling?
Patient Aberdeen would have been the later of the two. Wait a second.
Yeah, take your time.
I just remembered something. So I think after Aberdeen, she came back to Glasgow. I was one of the, I'm just trying to remember what she said to me. So it was the sisters of the, it was one of the well-known laundry places in Glasgow.
I'll have a look online for you.
I remember watching a news programme with my mum many, many years ago.
Was it called Steamers by any chance?
Could you say that again?
Was it called Steaming?
I couldn't say.
Don't worry, that's fine.
I remember I was watching a news article about some Catholic institution where one of the nuns had been found guilty of some of child abuse, child neglect. And when it was on TV, my mum turned round and said to me, "Scrub those stairs many a time, just right off the top of her head." So I'll ask her a bit more about that. But I'll find out a bit more if it was an acting or if it was Hold on a second. She sent me a text message a few days ago, actually. Get the old glasses on.
Yeah, do not worry. Take your time. Like I said, I'm here to go through everything with you. And like I say, even if you sit down with one later on or in a few days and have a chat with her and get more things from her, and you think it would be beneficial for us to know that, bob me a message over on WhatsApp. As you put, when and as you please. Even if it's 10 times a day, I can update that as much as you do need to. Do not worry whatsoever. My job is to get you the maximum amount back and get Mum the justice that she deserves, darling.
Yeah, so... Yeah, so she's just saying that her older sister, Josie's reminded her that her and Mary had been in Smilum, got really abused. All right, okay. So this is a little message that she sent me. It says, I was 11 years old till 17, was taken to Aberdeen by car, known as my birthday name by the authorities. So if this is helping you at all?
11 from 17, yep. So I know exactly what year she would have been placed in there. And then what I can do is basically get the years on there. Let me just get that down here for you.
So at 14, that must have been in Aberdeen then, the laundry.
So I'm going to put Smilum down just for the same years, just because that way if we are wrong with the years, they can still cover the years so they know what years to look for with Smilum as well.
So she was saying, yes, and then another message is yes, and sent to work in another laundry at 14. So I don't know if there was maybe another institution in Aberdeen that she was being sent to.
And if you do find that out, just let me know and we can include that and add that as institution at any time. Do not worry. Like I say, with what you provide me here.
Yeah. I think it's very difficult because they're asking someone who's 80 to try and recall.
And things like that and back and relive that situation. It's not a nice situation that we have to get you to relive it anyway as it is. And what I can reassure you is, with the information that you provided to me now already is definitely enough for me to go and get your case submitted anyway. So once you do speak to Mum, if she does give you any bits of information that you think is beneficial, just fire it over to me and I will include that for you. Because when we get these statements anyway, we'll go through with a fine tooth comb. And when we get all the paperwork, we can cross-reference things like that. And then once we've gone through our own paperwork, she might recall certain things that we can include and add onto a case anyway.
Yes.
Don't worry. I don't expect her to remember everything off the top of it, and I don't expect you to know the ins and outs of everything. Like I say, it's not something that you've obviously had to go through or witness there either. And I do appreciate that you are going through this because it is a hard topic of conversation. Now, I did explain to you the fees earlier. So all I require from you at the moment is a picture of Mum's ID and Mum's proof of address. Now, ID can be anything from driver's license, passport, bus pass, provisional, everything.
Talk her through taking a photo of
proof of address. And also, I will require a proof of address, it can be any letter dated to her in the last 3 months. It just needs to have her name, address and the date on there. Is that okay with you, darling?
Yes, that's fine. I'm just thinking, I think I'm in possession of her passport.
No problem, that'd be perfectly fine.
Yeah.
And proof of address, it just needs to be dated within the last 3 months. If it's not in the last 3 months, they'll knock it back. Now, what I'm doing for you, Davina, now is I'm going to bob you a message over on WhatsApp. On WhatsApp is my personal contact there, former work mobile. It's the same number as what you're speaking to me on at the moment. Now, this isn't a mobile number. It's all regulated and all done on the systems. It's just so WhatsApp can connect to it. So if there's anything you need at any time, you've got it all there in one place. And what I will do from that point onwards is I'll update you as we go. And as soon as I've got your updates for the solicitors and things like that, I'll update that for you there and then. So it's all in one place. And if you've got any questions, then you can come straight through to me that way. Now, all I need is the ID and proof of address, or I can't get the case submitted off just to be on the safe side because Scottish Redress won't respond unless I've got that. And you will also get a text message that will come through to your phone now. Now, I've just WhatsApped you, but this will be a normal text message. Now, all it is a link for you to click on. It will take you straight to a box, and I'm happy for you to sign it on behalf of Mum, with Mum just being on the call recording, then knowing that you are dealing with it. That's not an issue. Just needs to be a squiggle with Mum's signature, the best way you possibly can do that for me, and then you press the big blue button that says execute documents. That will just state that you're happy for us to work on your behalf, and it'll have a brief statement on there which we can tweak at any time for you. So I have just popped you a message over now. If you can get that document returned back to me on text and get Mum's ID and proof of address over to me, as soon as I've got that, I will get that case submitted onto the portal for you, and I'll drop you a message over to let you know I've submitted that. Is that okay with you?
Yes.
No problem. Now, one last thing which I'm going to do for you, just to be on the safe side, is I'm going to password protect your account, just so if anyone calls you when you are a bit unsure on who you're speaking to, and obviously if they offer you any money over the next few weeks whilst the claim's ongoing, please be very strict with the password. Now, is there any word that's memorable to you and Mum that you would be happy for us to use the password for you?
Does it have to have certain?
Any word, it could be anything.
Well, just my mum's name, Brenda.
Brenda?
Yeah.
What I'll do, just to be on the safe side, is I'll do Brenda and Davina. So if anyone calls, they have to say Brenda and Davina. Is that okay with you, darling?
Yeah, I'm going to
pop that over to you on WhatsApp as well, so it's all there for you on WhatsApp. Brenda and Davina, so it's all in one place for you. So I just need ID, proof of address, and that document returning, and as soon as that's been returned, I'll bob you a message over to let you know that everything's been done today, darling, okay?
Okay, right. I'm away at my caravan. Just now, but what I can do is I can get my mum to take a picture.
Perfect.
Of
their ID.
With
her
address.
And send it to me.
Yes. And then I can get my husband to do a photo of my mum's passport.
Oh, perfect. That's not an issue. She can just open the passport like a book for me, because the accepts all four corners in there. Is that okay?
Yeah, that's fine. That's fine.
All right, darling. Well, no problem. Thank you so much for that. And as soon as I've got that back, I'll get your case submitted. All right, darling.
No, but I actually think I might have a screenshot of Mum's passport.
If you've got it.
I have.
People look on your hand.
Yep, I'll have a look on my pictures. And can I publish your ID? Did I take pictures of everyone's passport?
And if you need to as well, if you have like Mum's any say access to Mum's online banking or any of the bills or anything, we can do a screenshot for proof of address as well. The letter doesn't matter where the letter's come from, it just needs to show Mum's name, address and the date in the last 3 months.
Okay, I'll get this dealt with.
All right, darling, thank you for that, and I'll speak soon, all right?
Okay,
thank you.
Thank you, bye.
Bye.